Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
Day six of OTA practice is here for the Bills on Thursday, and there was a change on Buffalo's starting offensive line. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, the left side of the line saw some changes on Thursday.
Yeah, a little bit of a tweak at the start of the 11-on-11 teamwork in the Thursday practice. The offensive coaches decided to put Chris Hairston in as the starting left tackle, and they kicked Cordy Glenn inside to play guard. This is all due in part to the absence the last couple of days of guard Chris Williams.
It's new. It's an adjustment, but I just try to do my best. Just go out there and just do what I've known, been able to do when I was at guard in previous situations. The more you know, I think the more you'll be able to last in this league. So I think it's always good to know a lot of every position on the O-line inside and out.
Later during the team periods of practice, Hairston and Glenn flipped spots, with Glenn going back out to left tackle and Hairston playing left guard for the first time in his football career.
And it was cool. It was a little awkward. You know, I've never played guard before. That was probably like my first snaps playing guard, if I could, really as far as I could think ever. So it was a little different. The game happens a little faster in there. And, you know, got a lot more reads, got to get your eyes different places. But, you know, as long as that's what they're asking me to do, that's what I got to do.
Bills top draft pick Sammy Watkins has made his route running a priority for himself as he goes through these organized team activities. And on Thursday, he provided a progress report on his precision through the first 2 weeks of OTAs.
You got different routes, and it was different from what I was running in college. And it's so many routes in this offense. And most of them are similar, but you got to have steps. There's more steps now than yards. And you have to get your correct steps to get your yardage. So that's been the biggest struggle. But this week I've been doing all my steps and revolutions. I know how to do them now. So now I'm running my routes perfect.
Another rookie who's getting an awful lot of snaps out on the practice field is third-round pick Preston Brown. Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz already called him a solid player, and a player that has been sharp through the first 2 weeks of OTAs. Perhaps that's why Brown got some first-team nickel reps Thursday, with the rookie calling the pre-snap checks.
That's fun, a 21-year-old kid telling people 30 years old. It's fun for me because I've always been a young guy. Even when I got to high school, I've got to college, I was 17. So I've been a young guy having fun talking to old guys, so it's fun. Just learning the calls, just speaking the lingo, that's the biggest thing, just understanding the language that you got to talk to for the Bills. But it's a lot different from Louisville, but now I'm getting the hang of it and starting to fly around out there.
Pre-agent acquisition Corey Graham had a big day on defense, posting a couple of interceptions, both of them coming in the first two segments of practice. For the veteran corner, blending in with his new team has not been an issue at all.
I feel things are going well. I mean, I understand the defense is coming better and better every day. I'm getting acclimated with being back out on the field, realizing where my teammates are going to be, and, you know, just getting camaraderie with the guys and learning to play with the guys.
Well, Murph, Corey Graham has certainly taken advantage of all the snaps he's seen with the first-team defense, knowing Leotis McKelvin and Stephon Gilmore are still not back from off-season surgeries. But I'd like Preston Brown out of there on the field as well. I mean, he's gotten some rotation reps in with the first team and then got some first team nickel reps today. That's a lot to put on the plate of a rookie, but obviously Jim Schwartz feels he can handle it.
Yeah, I like Corey Graham too. I think he's been one of the standouts so far. As far as the offense was concerned, a lot of passes hitting the ground during the Thursday workout. Only three quarterbacks available. Thad Lewis was sidelined after tweaking a muscle lifting weights earlier in the week. Jeff Toole had a couple of nice throws, one of them to tight end Chris Gregg, another one to Marquise Goodwin. And the offense ran some situational football at the end of the Thursday workout, a two-minute drill that ended with a 46-yard field goal by Dan Carpenter.
A new notable not in attendance at Thursday's session was offensive lineman Doug Ligurski. On the positive side, Aaron Williams did get on the field for some light teamwork early during 7-on-7. Week 3 of OTAs for the Bills gets started on Monday. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.